Tuf Mem Zayin, we're going to learn Sif Yud first and Sif Tes second. Because Sif Yud is a continuation of what we were discussing last week. As I mentioned to you last week, every year before Pesach, there are the kitchen goofs and the phone calls that come. And this week we had I had my first kitchen goof Shaila, a woman who actually hired somebody to come cook with her in the house a whole day, and at the end of the day realized that they used non-Pesach tikka salt in every single thing they made. So of course it was the cleaning lady's fault. That was all part of it. It never happens to me. The cleaning lady must have put the salt in the Pesach tikka cabinet, and the salt had dextrose in it, which is not kosher for Pesach. So Shaila is, what is the din of the salt? So, yeah. The salt itself is not the issue. The issue is dextrose. Okay, in America, we live in a very strange world. All salt has sugar in it. All iodized salt has dextrose. Dextrose is a type of sugar which is in the all salt. Dextrose is a natural sugar that can be made from just about anything that grows from the ground. A number of years ago, when somebody asked me the shaila the first time, I called a friend of mine in one of the hechsher organizations and asked him why dextrose is not kosher Pesach. I didn't get through to him, and I called somebody else. So that somebody else told me that dextrose is made from kidneys. Then the first person called me back from another hechsher organization. He said dextrose is made from wheat. So we had a steer as to whether dextrose is made from chametz or from kidneys. So Yavei Yakasin Hashlishi V'Yachriya B'Neim, there's only one thing to do, and that's to ask Google. Know what you would do? To find out what dextrose is made from. So I don't know if I searched it up. Okay, the heter is that it's batel b'shishim before Pesach. I'll just read to you what I got from the website. So salt is avidi l'taima, but the dextrose in the salt is not. So that's like the lemon that was cut with a trefa knife, where the fact that you could have lemon as avidi l'taima doesn't matter because it's not the iser. The iser is the trefa shabai, and the same thing here. So what I'm told is that salt which has iodine as a second ingredient, dextrose, the third ingredient, is added to keep the potassium iodide from oxidizing and being lost. Dextrose, of course, is a sugar. Morton iodized table salt contains 0.04% dextrose. 0.04, which means 4 parts in 1,000. So, not 4%. It's a point for, it's less than 4%. What? No. No. 0.04 is 4 parts. No, it's 4. No. It's 4 hundredths of 1%. It's 1% is 0.1, right? I'm sorry. Okay, let me start again. Is 0.04%. Okay, so 1 would be 1%. 0.04% is 0.04%. Okay, so it's a very tidy amount. There's no shaila, and 40 milligrams per 100 grams. Okay, so that's what we're saying. Now, what he says. The reason why sugar is added in the form of dextrose is because dextrose comes from corn, and corn is subsidized. In other words, it can be made really from anything, but since corn is subsidized by the government, it's cheaper, and that's why they make it Dextrose is the name of a simple sugar that's made from corn, and it's chemically identical to glucose or blood sugar. Dextrose is used in baking products as a sweetener. It can be found in items such as processed food and corn syrup. But okay, this is the bottom line. There's no shaila in the world whether it's made from wheat or corn. That it's basal. It's basal because there's no isamashu on chametz before Pesach. So while I was there, popped up Himalayan salt. Himalayan pink salt is now the thing. What's different about Himalayan pink salt? It contains trace amounts of iron oxide or rust, which gives it a pink color. So it's got a little more rust in it, and Mela, it's that's the way it is. So, okay. What? It's not chayzevinir. Lach balach is not chayzevinir. Yavish b'yavish will learn. Balach balach is bottle, and it's as if it's not there, and there's no din of chayzevinir on yavish b'yavish. We'll get to it. What? But the chatchila, we don't want to use the salt. The question is on Pesach, where chametz is also b'mashu, if it would be wheat, it would be a problem, and if it's corn, it's not. What? If it's bottled, you mean in the salt itself it's bottled before? Yeah, I guess you're right. In the salt itself it's bottled before. You're right. In Achinami. Okay. We're not, all the sherim that we use is I told you last week, apple juice or if somebody, you're right, nafkamina is, again, if someone's traveling and stuck, that just like I mentioned last week, you could buy any apple juice or any 100% orange juice, you could buy iodized salt, it would be mutter. What? The chatchila, you're right. The chatchila, the echsherim are all makbid on the mashul chametz. I don't know. Belsi said because of the Arizal. I don't know if the Arizal was. It's hard to know Arizals. You know, he was makbid on mashul chametz. Everyone's makbid on mashul chametz. He means even batal before Pesach. I have no idea. Anyway, this is the chatchila is we don't use for Pesach anything. Even the echsherim don't use. But once something is used and it's in foods that are May kashul Pesach, it's 100% kashul Pesach. Let's learn Sif Yud, Machlekes Mechaber Ramo, which we touched on last week, and we'll see what else we could connect to it. A nice tavel of gan muta gan be Pesach. The Mechaber Shita is that nice tavel of gan is muta be Pesach. I mentioned to you last week that if you use the chametz stick eina ben yaymei kli Lididan b'nei Ashkenaz before Pesach and even erev Pesach till night, it doesn't answer because the samashu of chametz is because of this akaris. There's no karis till night, so the chumris of chametz apply on Pesach, not on erev Pesach. And lididan, nois and tam lefkam is only mutter before Pesach. Loita mechaber, those who follow the Beis Yosef. Naistav gam is mutter on Pesach as well. No, b'diavad lechatchila you don't want to put naistav gam. But once you put in the b'yom keli, it's mutter lechatchila. Rama brings the meaning b'nei Ashkenaz yesh machmirin v'cheinayigim be'elu hamedinos. So we have two minhagim as far as the minig. It's fascinating. You know the Rama always supports minig Ashkenaz. And Mechaber always supposed to be expired. But listen to what the Rama writes here. V'mokem sheyesh minig lahachmir, afilu mashuhu v'nois dam lefkam osur. Says in a place where there's a minig lahachmir, even a mashuhu is osur, mishnebura tzadiches, v'mokem sheyein minig yodua. In a place where there's no known minig, yesh lahayreis da mekel lehivsin ha-mach mitala lebracha. The place where there's no minig yadua, Hamekaloi Hivsin, he says, I'm out to Olev Bracha. There's a young man in Yeshiva who got married this year, and he's a Ben Taira, and he is a Gerkot. He's somebody whose mother was not Jewish at the time he was born, so he's a Gerkot. And so he started to ask me about Minhagim till now. He ate by his parents, his biological parents,
on Pesach, but now he has to know which menhagim to keep. He's not mechuyev to keep his father's menhagim because he's not related to his father. So it's becoming an issue of which menhagim to keep. So the practical answer is to do everything his in-laws do, because he got married, he's in Shana Rishayna. He's going to be spending time by his in-laws. So I guess the practical answer is to keep the menhagim of his in-laws. This meaning of Naisin Tam Lufgam, that Naisin Lufgam is also on Pesach, Eina Ben Yaimai, is, I guess, from the less Chomer Dika Menhagim of Bnei Ashkenaz, because the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Bogim Shem Minig Yadua, HaMek Eloi Hifsit. So he's talking even for Ashkenazim who grow up in a place where there's no Minig Yadua. So he's not an Ashkenaz, he's not a Sephardi, he's a Ger. So he's just a Jew and doesn't have any Nomen Hagim. And I would assume that at least B'di'eved, he can be Mekel. What's the lumdis of the Machlaikis here? So let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. He explains first the Machaber's Shita, and then he explains the Ramah's Shita. And I'll tell you the way, at least I think, to understand the Machlaikis. Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Vav, and then Tzadik Zayin explains the two shitas. Tzadik Vav explains the Mechaber. Leisav Gam Mutter, Hatam, Yehidich Miru Chachamim, Leisav Chamis Bepesa B'mashahu, Taka the Chamu Amachmir, on a Mashahu of Chamitz, so that I could understand, Anu Mishum Dafa Gam to Mashahu, Hu Mekomokim Yesh Gam Yisra Allah, Shem Yisra Allah. It's still Chamitz. It's Chamitz, but it's a Mashahu. Avakashatam pogum. The blia comes out of a keli and it's pogum. Paka isurai lagamri. Veni yachalesa turuvis afilu bachila. There's nothing really there. Afilu ain't betaruvishishim kinegdai. Vedine vipesa pechala prata buvaram yeredeikov gimli yishari surim. And sham. So bemela in a taruvis it's mutter. Because it's not like a mashu, and there's a mashu of iser. Here there's zero iser. He did kozel in yitaruvis. This is all talking about a mixture. Aval yichametz atzmai. If you have a piece of chametz that became pogum, avil yilael, tapa beis tes, that it has to be nifsami echilas kela. So we're talking today about a mixture, and a nice time of gam in the mixture, the mechaber holds its mutter. It's not. It's worse. It's better. It's less chametz thick than a mashu. A mashu is at least a mashu. And this is not even a mashu. That's the shita of the mechaber. So the mechaber is yisoid, mashu is worse, and eid ben yaima is more kuladik. V'yesh machmirin, sadik zayin, taimamu. What's the reason for the minig Ashkenaz? De'ein lecha bittul tam yaisim imashu ve'elef. The biggest bittul is mashu in the thousand. V'afil lihochi yasu chachamim bepesach. What did I say tam lefgam? The Pesach also b'achila u'behanoa. We're going to have to talk about this hanoa aspect. It's also not only b'achila but also in hanoa. And b'meila we aser noisin tam lufgam in the taruvis. Kosu apoyskim mekomokim. Even for us, if nisad legamri at sheikah from ba'alma, ain by yisakla. We're maskim that if it comes totally spoiled, that there's no is. So we're talking in a taruvis where things don't become totally spoiled. So here we have the outline, not the lumdis, but the outline of the machlaikis. Mechaber says we find chametz is also a mashu, and this is more kuladik than mashu. The Ramah says no, it's the same as mashu. Hu adin, he says it's equal. It's equal to mashu, and doesn't seem to be. At first glance, a very lumdish machlokes. I'd like to explain what I understand to be the two shitas here. Naisin Tam Lufgam, in its original halachic form, is something that's not edible. Ein roi lager. It says when you have something that's not kosher, lager shall be sharena tenana. If it's not roi for a ger, it's not roi lachila. It's a dava pogum. It's mutter. There we're not talking about a mixture. We're talking about the thing itself becoming ruined, becoming pogum. And to be totally mutter it needs ain't a roi lekelev. Nafkamina is if it's turned back into something roi. Ain't a roi lekelev becomes nothing at all. Ain't a roi leger is a heter, not neger to us. Chametz it says you need ain't a roi lekelev and tough man bezai the siftas. So we'll talk about two types of pogum. You have a piece of chametz that's totally ruined. A dog wouldn't eat it. That's mutter l'kuli alma. V'chaber rama no shayla. Totally not roy. It's mutter. There is one case where it would be aser. Never happens. There's something called achshavei. If it's ruined and someone says, I want to eat it, it makes me feel full, he has a reason. That's called achshavei. He makes it chashuv. Achshavei becomes aser again. But something that's totally not roy is mutter. Mutter l'chadchila.
Purely subjective,
isn't it? Well, it has to be objectively spoiled. In other words, it is be'etzem not roy l'ger.
Right.
If you want to eat it, that's called achshavei. And achshavei turns it back into roy l'ger. Now, there's a tshuva d'igros Moshe, the previous tshuva in Rechayim Oizer, probably others, who talk about taking something because it's a medicine, something that's not roi l'achila, that has no taste, or it has a bitter taste. You want it because it's a medicine. So they say, that's not called achshavei. That's not called achshavei. You're not machshavit. You're not saying, well, it's not roi l'ger, but I like it, or it's worth it for me, or make me feel full. That's not what you're saying. You're saying, it's taka, not a food. But for medicine, I'm willing to swallow a piece of wood, a piece of paper, whatever gives me a refuah, I'll take. So if once it's not roi l'achila, not roi l'kelev, if a person takes it because it's a medicine, there is no achshavei. And the heter remains, and that's why the pills that don't have flavoring in them, that don't have a good taste, really are kosher l'pesach without having to consult any of the lists, the lists of medicines. The lists are needed for liquids and are needed for flavored medication. But medication that's not flavored, there's really no need to have a list of kosher things. What? So vitamins is already less clear, because if a person takes a vitamin as a food. Vitamin, I think Ramesh writes in the Tshuva that a vitamin might be different, Palosh and Safik, but otherwise not. Ramesh has a Tshuva about vitamins on Shabbos. He says if someone has a vitamin deficiency, then vitamin is a medicine. If someone just takes vitamins because it's healthy, so that's taking it as a food supplement, then it's mutter on Shabbos. It's a food, it's not a medicine. So that's the very. Remember, we were kids. We used to have in our science books that in the future they showed a plate with just a few pills in the middle. You had that. In the future, that's what supper is going to be. You're not going to have to bother eating food. You just sit down to supper and have a few pills, and you'll live 120 years. Remember all the predictions that they had. Yeah. So it's true, in order to be mutter, it has to be objectively not roi l'achila. That there's no question. There's no heter unless it's not roi. One person says, for me it's not roi, but there are foods that some people just, they despise, they don't like it at all. There are people don't like fish, there are people don't like certain vegetables, there are people don't like it. That doesn't matter. It has to be objectively not roi. Not roi. Once it's objectively not roi, if an individual says, I like it, so that's achshavei, and then the din issa returns. So that's to be mutter, you need both. You need it should be en roi l'ger, and then you. What? It has to be disgusting to everybody. After that, if you have one individual who likes it, for him it's still going to be us.
Toothpaste is Roi Achila. People have little children, get a hold of it, they eat the toothpaste. It's if you like mint, then it's kids eat toothpaste. It's very good. It's delicious. So, yeah, I mentioned to you every year that Colgate doesn't use chametz products, doesn't use gelatin products. The Colgate is kosher paste and kosher for the whole year round. The Colgate company doesn't use any animal derivatives, certainly not in their toothpaste. I think in general they don't use it. So, yeah, okay. So, Ramesha says you take it as a food supplement. So Ramesha's tshuva is about Shabbos. His first tshuva is about Shabbos, and he says that there's no iser of the chashash that a person may grind it up on Shabbos, and it's mutter. And it would follow what he writes in his tshuva about achshavei, where I believe he writes beferish, he's talking about medicine, not about vitamins. Vitamins would depend on this issue, on this question. Someone showed me vitamins this morning. I don't know if it was from a Jewish company. It didn't say kosher Pesach, but it said no wheat, no gluten, no, maybe because of kidney yeast it says it. I don't know. It doesn't say kosher Pesach, but it's clear, it's easily clear it doesn't have any chametz in it. All right, it could be. Okay, anyway, getting back here, there's a machlokes d'ran in the Rashba for explanation of why a mixture is mutter. We said it has to be not roy, at least not roy leger. So the question is, when you have a taruvis, the stais in tavlef gam, why is it mutter? I'm cooking a chicken soup, and some milchika chocolate milk falls in. Let's assume chocolate milk is paigim, it doesn't taste good in chicken soup. And it's more than a 60th, not bottle b'shishim. And some chocolate milk falls in, so it's mutter because it's nice in tam lefgam, it gives a bad taste in the taruvis. So it's mutter, even though you can taste it, it's mutter. So the Ran, this is all in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ran asks, why is it mutter? It's Roy Lager. The chicken soup, you want to serve it. You're ready to serve it. Now that side taste of chocolate milk, you don't like. But it didn't ruin the milk. It didn't ruin it totally. People aren't going to eat the chicken soup. So it's not Roy Lager. So the Ran and the Rashba both ask, what's the reason that it's mutter? That it's mutter. That nice in Tam Lefkam, and the taruvis is mutter, it's Roy Lager. La Adam. It's even Roy La Adam. Mashari Surim, really, you need Roy La Adam. And so he says, even Roy La Adam, you're serving it. Yes, Yishak, I served the soup. You say, what? It has a side taste of chocolate. No, it's a small taste, it's worth it. So why is it mutter? So the Ran and Rashba give two reasons. The Ran says that in a taruvis, we don't ask ourselves, would a person eat the mixture? We ask ourselves, would a person add chocolate milk to chicken soup? Is it something he would do? Is that Roy Lager? Would a ger add this davar ha-paygim into this mixture? And since it's paygim, that means it's a Roy Lager to create the taruvis. So when it's be'en, you need the food is not Roy Lager. When it's be'taruvis, you need the taruvis shouldn't be Roy Lager. So the Ran says, since it would not be eaten, it would not be added, that's called ein Roy Lager. And in Mela we have the heter of Nois and Tam Lefkam, be'taruvis, and it's the same old heter of the same heter of not Roy Lachila, even though the mixture is Roy Lachila, but Afal Pikein, it's mutter. The Rashba says something totally different. The Rashba says, I believe the Ran quotes the Rashba as well when he brings it, that he says the following. He says that the the heter of daisa tam lufgam a roi legeres be'en. Taruva is a totally different heter. What's the heter? Why is taruva aser? Why when trey falls into kosher is it aser? We learn out of exeris akasav tam kiyakadei raisa. Even though the Torah says you're not eating nevela, doesn't say you can't eat some nevela mixed in or that gave blias into kosher. Nevertheless, we learn out of a pasuk that tam kiyakadei raisa. That the pasuk says if a nazir sticks bread into wine and eats the bread, that's called wine. B'taruvis tam kiyakadei raisa. Zok the Rashba, that gezeres hakosav of tam kiyakadei raisa is by tam kiyakar that's leisa tam l'shvach. The gezeres hakosav tam kiyakar is by a tam kiyakar that gives a good taste. By a tam kiyakar that gives a bad taste, there's no gezeres hakosav of tam kiyakar, and it goes back to the ikar adin that something in a taruvis is something that's mutter. Because it's bottle. Because it's bottle. They say it's not bottle, it's tab kicker. No, it's bottle. Just tab kicker is when it gives a good taste. It's not tab kicker, it goes back to being bottle. Comes out, if you analyze, the Ran and Rashba, the bottom line, why is a bad taste in a mixture mutter? The Ran says it's that gezeres hakosav ein aroy lager. The Rashba says it's alz bittel. It's a type of bittel. Because there's no tam kiker, it goes back to the rules of bittel. Now, fast forward till Hilchos Pesach. The Rashba says it's yana din of bittel, the general din of bittel. Then on Pesach you have to be machmir. Chazal said we don't rely on bittel. Is this a mashu by chametz? So according to the Rashba, when it says Tam Kamei Taruvis, it goes back to the rules of Bittel. The Rashba says there's Tam Kiker Dairaisa, and when it says Tam Lefgam, there's no Tam Kiker, so it goes back to the rules of Bittel. So it's a din in Bittel. If it's a din in Bittel, it doesn't apply to Chametz. The Rabbanan pretty much voided the whole din of Bittel Chametz. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Ramah, when there's an Issa Mashu, is Issa Daisin Tam Lefgam in the Taruvis. Because Issa Mashu and Issa Daisin Tam both are mutter, like the Rashba, because of Dine Bittel. Mashu is bottle in a mixture. And Tam Kiker, the taste is bottle. It's a Gzeri Sakas, Tam Kiker, it's Daisin Tam Lefgam, it's not bottle. But that, when it's Pogum, and when it's Pogum, it is bottle, because there's no Gzeri Sakas, Tam Kiker. So therefore, since it's all part of Dine Bittel, so it doesn't apply on Pesach. The Mechaber holds like the Ran. That Noisin Tam Lefgan is a din in Ein Aroy L'Achila. Ein Aroy L'Achila is Mutter on Pesach. You might need Ein Aroy L'Kelev, but Ein Aroy L'Achila is Mutter on Pesach. Since Noisin Tam Lefgan, according to the Ran, is part of the dinim, not a Bittel, is part of the dinim of a Dover Apogum, so Memela it applies on Pesach as well. So it turns out like this: the overrule all rule, everyone agrees there's no bittel on chametz bePesach. Das is bMashu. Everyone agrees if you have chametz beEn and it becomes spoiled, however spoiled it has to be, everyone agrees that heter does apply on Pesach. So spoiled does apply, and bittel doesn't apply. That machlokes is the din of a blia in a mixture, daisin tam lefgam being mutter b'chol tayra kula, is that a din in bittel like the Rashba calls it, or is it a din in ein aroy l'achila as the Ran calls it? And memela comes out to be a nafkamina legabe chametz pesach. Comes out the yisoid of the machlokes is a machlaikis in Hilchas Taruvis, the Sibikuf Gimel, and the machlaikis Rishayim, why Taruvis is Aser, and then that's what comes out. Yeah. Well, whatever the reason that we go from ger to kelev, it doesn't change the underlying rule. Okay, the rule of ein roi leger and ein roi lekelev, it's the same rules. And what? If the mixture is Afra Ba'alma, there'd be no Shaila. Even Chametz Be'en is Afra Ba'alma. In the Taruvis, we're talking where in the Taruvis people would want to eat it. Because we're talking that the Blia, the Eidah B'yam Blia, what's his Lashon? His Lashon is Osru Chachamim. What did I say? Gam Osir, the Kamakim. This is Gam Shekafra Ba'alma, but it's a cloud. I guess Eidah B'yam is not Kafra B'yalma. Yeah. We don't see exactly what Eidah B'yam gives taste, but that's our Kabbalah. Not really. Really, Ein Roi Leger is really a heter. There's a reason why we're makban on Ein Roi Lekelev. That's the heter should really be Ein Roi Leger. What? What's the time of Kam? Kalim? Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about by Kalim, right? Yeah. Now, originally, I mentioned to you last week, if in an Ashkenazi home, you have a really good chicken soup, and you're stuck in a chametz tikka keli, and you say, oy vey, it's osir. So I was thinking, you just bring it to your Sephardic neighbor, and give it to him. He's allowed to eat it. What do you say to that?
Isn't it
not if your neighbor is allowed to eat it. No. The neighbor could eat it. Huh? Oh, so that bothered me. I was looking this morning. I see Mishnah Berurah says in the second line, Asa Bachilo Bahanoah. Bahanoah. But it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Why does it mean Asa Bahanoah? It's the Hanoah of the Bliya that went in. It says here in the Prima Gadim, he's not talking in a place where Ashkenazi are living in the same community. He says you can give it to a guy, you can even sell it to a guy, the chicken soup. He's paying you for it. He's not paying you for the blia, Eidah B'yam blia that went into the keli. He's paying you for the chicken soup shabbai. So you're not having enough from the extra blia that went in. So why did the Mishnah Berurah mean it's also b'hanah? It's hard to understand. Nobody is nehenah from that extra blia that went in. Maybe Mishnah Berurah means if some be'en went in and it added to the volume, which would give a person a hanah. But otherwise, it shouldn't be that way. Later in Siman Tuf Nun, it says, "Ramah." This is Ramah. Yesh Matirin. Even though it says the lashon of Yesh Matirin, Mishnah Berurah says that there's no shayla of chametz. He says, "Yesh matirin lahachim chamin bekli chametz velirchaitz bahen." If you want hot water for bathing, today Baruch Hashem we have plumbing, but once upon a time they heated up hot water for bathing. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Yesh matirin lahachim chamin bekli chametz velirchaitz bahen v'chein shar tzarchei hanah bekli chametz." You want to mop the floor, you want to heat up water in a chametz tikka keli. The chametz is asabah. No, that's tough. The end of Sazayin. It's asabah. No, the teretz is you're having enough in the water. The blias of chametz don't give you any extra no when you mop the floor, and that's why there's no issa here. Okay, so we learned the shitas of Mechaber Ramah. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah says asabah. No, I can't fathom where a person would actually end up having any type of hanah from a Eidah B'yam Blia in a mixture.
So I don't know. Okay. The one more chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah, brand new chiddush in Sifkat and Tzadik. Tzadik Tes. Mishnah Berurah mixes in here another topic of Recha. This is Nageya, as you'll see in a minute, to ovens. Okay, the Mechaber, we done the Mechaber, we learned what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Isamashu, is the Kuli Alma, in the town of Gamach, likes Mechaber Amma. Mishnah Berurah says, Mekol Mokayim, Linyin Anoa, Olim Kalakim Yeshokal Bezeh, that's the Prima Gadim that I mentioned to you a minute ago. Okay, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, one second.
You read Kuf.
I was reading Kuf. I meant to read Tzadik Tes. Start again. Tzadik Tes. Miulinian Reyach, Mizbar Lel Sif Aleph, Yesh Machmirin. If it's Tarif Lezeh, Gamke, Naisim Lentam Lef Gamem Mashu, Yesh Lahakum. What this seems to mean is Linian Recha. Now, don't confuse Zeya and Recha. I'm going to talk about Zeya in a minute. Recha is a sugi in the Gemara, is a machlaikis in the Gemara of Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa. Now Zeya steam, I'm not talking about steam, which we'll talk about momentarily, I'm talking about Reach. When you bake bread in an oven, there's a certain Reach, there's a certain smell of the bread. And if you bake bread in an oven at the same time that you roast chicken, you would get certain the reyach of the bread in the chicken. Nothing to do with steam. Even though I'd say there's no steam, bread doesn't give steam. It doesn't. There's no zay on bread because there's no it dries. So let's say you have bread and not chicken. You have bread and something else that's dry. You have a pesach cake there in the oven, or cookies. And they're both amazia, but there's recha. So we paskin in Hilchos Taravis, we paskin that recha lav milsahi. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says, the COVID victims who can't smell don't have recha. I don't know if the recha turns it to time or not, but in Tof Mem Zayin Aleph, what? If you can't smell it, it's just disaster. If you have a child with a dirty diaper, so you have to go Dalar Amis Moksha Kalsa Reach. And if a person can't smell it, he starts to go Dalar Amis? Yeah. Okay. Oh well. Okay. Some benefits in all right. That's right. The person has a stuffed nose. No, you're right. You have to be married anyway. Okay. Well, it says in Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah refers you back to Sif Aleph. It's interesting. Mishnah Berurah says, "Imnoga kikar chomis bekikar matzah." If you had a hot matzah towards the end of Sif Aleph and Tav Mem Zayin, it's a long sif. Bottom line on the second page of it. Imnaga kika chamis bikika matzah, v'shneim chamin, the two hot, you have a hot matzah next to another hot matzah, but it's a chamis tikka matzah, it has a fold in it. Vein shum davar ha-mefafon, lay osru ela mokei magoi bovad, only where it touched, l'fisheinim avliya yaiser. It's not shamein, it's not mavliya yaiser, that's why if we have a fold in the matzah, we break off the fold. Even a real matzah kfula, a fold that's chametz mamish, you break off the fold, and we break off the minigas kedei klipa around it. Kedei klipa is about, whatever it is, a little more than the area around it, and the rest of it is mutter. Mishnah Berurah says, yeshatir ma'idei klipa. So you have to break it off and a little bit around it. Now, the rest of the matzah is mutter. That's the halacha because it's not dry things don't spread like liquid. Liquid spreads a lot. Tzli or dry things don't spread unless it's a fatty thing that spreads. But bread that's flour and water is dry.
Then the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says, "Bidin recha milsa liin tavshul sheish bechametz im shat tavtiu yesh makilin." There are those who are meikel, v'yesh machmirin, mashu miyika. So, the Ramah brings in the end of Tof Mem Zayin Aleph to sheet this about Recha. But the Mishnah Berurah here says about Recha, if it starts as a gam kedaisim tamuf gam, mimashu yesh lahakol. Now here, I'll tell you what this is nageya. It's not so nageya because we're really very careful with our. With everything Pesotik. It's Nageya when you have an oven and you kashri the oven for Pesach. There are those who have complaints that even though you kashri it, you self clean it, there could be drippings or dirt from the chametz in the not so accessible parts of the oven. Primarily, there are ovens, newer ovens that have fans. The fan in all the professional ovens, which are larger, all have fans. The fans are there to rotate the hot air in the oven. Otherwise, it's hotter in one place. A lady in the house knows that the lowest shelf of the oven is going to cook the kugel quicker, and the higher shelf may not do it as quickly because it's hotter closer to the fire. In the ovens that they have in camp or that they have in yeshiva, there are fans that are connected to the ovens. When you have these standing ovens like we have here, there's that are made to bake. They have fans that rotate the heat. The new refrigerators also have fans. They rotate the cold to make it uniformly cold. And in an oven, there are two problems. There's a Shabbos problem, first of all. When you open the door, the fan goes off. It would blow the hot air right at your face when you open it. So it's a Shabbos problem that when you open it, the fans go off, and really it has to be disconnected in order for to be able to open these ovens on Shabbos. If you have a guy could open it, a davar she'ein miskaven by a guy is mutl chatchila. So you can have guyim open it, but otherwise it has to be disconnected. Disconnecting it voids the warranty, which is why a lot of companies don't like to do it, especially when they first buy the new ovens. But it's a Shabbos issue. It's also a treifas issue. When you go to a hotel and you kasher the ovens, kashering the ovens is not very hard. The fans are usually in the back of the oven behind a screen of sorts, and the screen is there, or it's not a screen, it's not a screen that has holes in it, it's a solid metal panel, but it's open on the sides, so it rotates the air, but it's there so that food shouldn't get on the fan. The fan does get dirty over time. Even though the oven itself might be very clean, the fan area, when you remove that shield, the fan area has I would call it gook. It doesn't look very appetizing, but it's got it's quite dirty. And among those who kasher hotels for all year round, the kasher hotels, there are two levels of kashering. There are those who do clean the fan area, which is a tremendous job, and you need an expert, somebody who's familiar with it, to do it. And there are those who don't. There are many places that don't. They feel it's a mashu, it's pogum. And anyway, they're not baking there. They're just warming things up. They try to keep it covered. But the evid, the seilach, that it's not, that there's no good taste there. Lamaisa, it's probably falls into the category of what the Mishnah Berurah calls recha. There's nothing maziah there. It's recha, and it's recha b'samashu, which perhaps is mutter. What's the Mishnah Berurah's lashon here? That misavze gam kedaisim the time of gam emashu yesh lahakol. So this would be a reason to be meikel. Lechatchila, I assure you, all the Pesach programs clean it. Pesach people are very makbid. But again, if someone was stuck in a situation where we had something like that happening, it would be a shasat chak type of heter yisamashu with dinei recha. If you know, there's a Bir Halacha in Hilchos Pesach. It talks about walking in the street and smelling the bakery. Now, he says L'maisa to be Machmir. There's a din of Yefshev Alay Kamachavin. If you have to detour, it's a Tircha Gedayla, and it's called the Yefshir, so then you're not Machavin, so there's a Heter. But in the city, you know, and maybe in a country, to go a detour by walking is a big deal. In Brooklyn, going a block out of your way is not such a big deal. There's a Bir Halacha that was. Anyway, this is the din of Recha. Why it doesn't mention Zeya needs an explanation. Why it doesn't mention Zeya? Could be because Do is not Mazia. Do. We know that things that are dry don't give zeya. If you bake cake or challah in a fleishig oven, it remains parv. Assuming you have a tray, which people always, they have the tray for the challah. Even if you bake a challah in a milchik oven, it remains parv because the challah itself is not mazia. If you put it in the oven at the same time as chicken, the chicken is mazia, and the chicken blius will go onto the challah. But if you took out the chicken even just a minute ago and then you put in the challah, so it remains pariv because it's if chicken's covered, be right, then it would not be a problem. A cake, it depends if it bubbles as it bakes. So Moshe writes that all cake dries as it bakes and it's not a problem. A kugel is different because kugel tends to have oil which bubbles, or pizza has cheese which bubbles. It's different. Things that bubble mean that it's turning into a liquid, and presumably it's mazia. But otherwise, things that are totally dry, there's no problem. So Recha Milsa, it says there is a small oven. It says a certain shear, and our ovens may be mutter anyway because they have chimneys in the back. Now, whether those chimneys count as what Chazal called chimneys, I don't know. In Digras Moshe, Ramosha writes that he's told that it's got a chimney in the back. He said, I don't see a chimney, and it's awesome. Now, why Ramosha meant I don't see a chimney? He knows there's a vent. I mean, sure, he hears somebody. But he doesn't consider that to be the chimney that Chazal were talking about, when there's no Rechamil. So what? So the size may, I'm not sure exactly. It says a certain amount of kavim there in was it Kofches, I think. So I'm not sure. Now, in a Ben Yoma, there's no problem. Even a Ben Yoma, because it's not Mazia. Now, we don't know exactly what is and what's not Mazia. It's hard to know. But Ramesha writes, baked things are not Mazia. I know Rav Zimmerman, all over Shalom, was the Pesach in BYA, where my wife went, said that even meat is not mazia. Meat is not mazia. Meat bubbles, Rav Zimmerman. He said it has to be. It does. You get gravy. You put in meat, a roast, you get gravy. So I don't know. No, if you put in a plate, you put in a roast, it shrinks, right? It shrinks as the liquid comes in. But all right. Now, before we go, we'll go, I guess, next week to the Din of Abittel, but there's one other aspect of Inyanei Mashahu that I'd like to discuss with you, and that is the dinim of Mashu Chametz Legabe Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz the Halacha. The question is, when you clean your house for Pesach, what the halachas are regarding Mashu of Chametz, whether it has to be cleaned out. There's a Gemara. And the Gemara is in Pesachim Davav. The Gemara asks, why is it that Habaydik Tzar Shiyavatl? If you do Bedika, why do you have to do Bittel? The Gemara says, Imishum Pirurim Pirure Memela Batli. That's Loshna Gemara, Pirurim Memela Batli. Now, there are two ways to understand the Gemara, and it's a machlaikis among the contemporary Paiskin. In the Gris Maisha, now Machlekes obviously goes earlier, but in the Gris Maisha, he has a tshuva in the first chelak of Aruch Chaim, and he says you don't have to be baidik for crumbs, pirurim emela batli, pirurim, you don't need bittel,
perurim are nothing, and there's no obligation to check for crumbs. I want to show you at Heichan HaDvarim Megiim. I do not suggest you try this in front of your wife in the house. But this week I started learning Hilchos Pesach. I started, of course, Dini Erev Pesach, Shcholias B'Shabbos. So you're eating chametz, right? That's what you're going to do. You're eating chametz. Some people are on the porch. Some people you're in your kitchen. You're going to your dining room. You're careful. You eat chametz. What do? Now you're going to switch over to Pesach. So what it says here in the Mechaber is that you eat the chametz. Acha she'ochel b'shabbos zeh suda shachris. The Chabad sheet is you have chametz just for the morning meal. What do? You have crumbs. Yinayer hamapa she'ochlu bay. Shake out the tablecloth. Where are the crumbs going? No, it doesn't say outside. It says on the floor in your house. Yinayer hamapa mishtabura. Where are mishtabura? Yinayer hamapa. Oysam pirurim dakim. What about the small crumbs that are going to fall on your floor? Ain't sarach leitziyam reshusa. You can leave it in your house. Nidrasim beraglayim. They get stepped on. Umisbarim me'aleim. And they get all destroyed on their own. Umakamakayim toiv shechaber abayis achakach. Afterwards, it's good to sweep out the house. The Mishnah added that after his Mishnah Berurah saw what his wife saw what he wrote. So he added. Now I don't suggest you do it, but I'm showing you at Heichan HaDvarim Megiim. You have crumbs erev Pesach in the morning, so you just shake out the tablecloth. You know, when I go to shake it out into the toilet, the nervous, you know, that you'll miss a little bit. And here, now the truth is, their floors were different than ours. They had earthen floors, and it's Mimela Batli by us. So we would sweep it up, and no question, we have to sweep it up. But as far as having to bedikas chametz for every little crumb, it doesn't seem that that's what the Shulchan Aruch had in mind. Oh, so how could you sweep it up with dirt floors? So I didn't read the whole Mishnah Berurah. He says, a makom akayim, toiv shechaber abayis. Oh, 1 minute. He says, toiv shechaber abayis ayde akum. V'imein lo yakum, yechaber ba'atzmai ayde shinoi bebeged. Okay, he addresses how you could sweep an earthen floor. But anyway, so the question is, do you have to do bedika for crumbs? So Ramesh holds, bedika is not for crumbs, because the Gemara says, pirurim emei labaki. That's the shita of Ramesh. And Chazaynish, in Simen Kuf Tezayin, Ois Yud Aleph, says, no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. It's not pshat. The Gemara says, habaydik tsar shiyavatl. After you do bedika, you have to do bittul. Imishum pirurim, pirurim emela batli. He says it's not pshat. You don't have to do bedika. Habaydik tzarch shiyavatl. After bedika, you have to do bittul. But so the Gemara says, why do you have to do bittul? Pirurim emela batli, and since the emela batli, so you don't have to do bittul. But the chiyav bedika, the Chazal said. He holds that the Chiyah Bedika is a absolute Chiyah Bedika, and the Chazanish Shashita is that you have to be Baidik even for crumbs. It's known. The Chazanish said you have to check your Svarim. I don't know how you check a whole household of Svarim. It takes you a whole year to check. I guess only the ones that there's a Chashash you might have used during the year have to be checked, but that's what he says. Now, what's an important factor is the Chazanish himself quotes the Mishnah Berurah as disagreeing with him. Mishnah Berurah is Taf Mem Beis, Sharet Tzion Zayin. It said the Mishnah Berurah is going on. Sharet Tzion Samach is going on. The Ramah, it talks there about if you have enough crumbs that if when you sweep up the floor it'll add up to a kezayis, then you have to get rid of the crumbs. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ilav taimish ayde kibud miskabitz. If you wouldn't be enough that there's a chshash when you sweep it, you'll end up with a kezayis, lo yo yechayim levar. You wouldn't have to get rid of it. The chol chatzi zayis oimer b'fnei asmei b'bayis v'lekatam tziruf k'may gabe kli shakeli mitzarfa. If a keli combines them or a room combines them, groy brings a bach v'agra, that there's no chiyuv to sweep out or even destroy, even if you know it's there, unless there's a shash that by sweeping it up, you're going to sweep it all up together and it's going to become more than the shear. So the Chazanish says, even though the Mishnah Berurah says it, and it's a gra, his lashon is af shehagra b'sharetzin and sukkot samach holds there's no chiyuv, but he disagrees and he says there is a chiyuv. So even the Chazanish is maskim that he's arguing with a gra legabe the chiyuv of bedikas pirurim. And I would add that on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the first round in the Masechta talks about. The Gemara talks about if you do bedika, why do you need bittel? It talks about if you do bittel, why do you need bedika? It's also mashma that on crumbs you don't need, you don't have to even devour crumbs from your house. He says it's a light plug, and you have to get rid of it. Right. Al Zaya would be mutter, but that's where the Ramah in Tav Mem Zayim Aleph says by chametz we say recha milsahi. We're chayshish for recha milsa, so as a separate chesron of recha, we would aser. Not certain if that's even if it's not b'shas ma'isa. I take that back. I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know if that's only b'shas ma'isa or even zachaza. I'm not sure. Recha milsa in the Gemara is when you're baking two things together, not one after the other. Yeah, you're not going to get much of a choice. Now this Ramosha and Chazanish I mentioned over the years, I had a little bit of a shtickle charata, because Pashas Ramosha holds Mela Batli, there's no reason to do Badika. Chazanish says, no, you have to destroy it. It might be that they're talking about two different things. Mishnah Berurah is talking about rather, the Igros Moshe is talking about bedika, about searching for crumbs. And he says, Pura Memela Batli, there's no chiyuv bedika. Chazanish and the Sharet Tzion are talking about biur, when you know it's there, whether you have to destroy it. It could be that Rav Moshe would agree that you should destroy it. The reason I say this is Rav Moshe has another tshuva in Chelek Gimel about things that you throw in the garbage, chametz in the garbage. Ramesh writes that in America in the 20th century, once you put it in the garbage, even if it's a whole loaf, and if someone pulled it out, it would be perfectly good. Nobody eats out of a garbage. And Mimela, once it's in the garbage, it's like Peru Mimela Batli, and it's mutter. Nevertheless, he says, you shouldn't hold it in your own rishus, because the arayis says if you put out crumbs for the birds, and if they don't finish it, you should get out of your rishos. So he says you should take it out of your rishos. But Mikra Adin he holds is bottle. It's mashma there that Ramosha's maskim. Now it's different there. It's whole loaves, whole pieces of bread. However, Ramosha's saying that it's really bottle when you put it in the garbage. And nevertheless, he says lechatchila get it out of your rishos. So it could be he'd be maskim to the Chazanish. Down the chatchila, you should get it out of Yishus. So couldn't Ramosha mask him to the Chazanish on that? But the Mishnah Berurah, Chazanish says he's arguing with the Mishnah Berurah. Certainly the Mishnah Berurah holds his no chi of biur on small amounts of crumbs, and that's what he says. What? What would Ramosha hold? He's saying you don't have to look for it. Does he hold if you know it's there, you don't have to destroy it? I don't know. I always assume Ramosha is saying Pshat in the Gemara, the way he says Pshat in the Gemara, that you don't need Bedika at all. And I still think it's true, but it is slightly different than the Chazanish. Now here I'd like to read to you a Chayei Adam, and this Chayei Adam I think gives a better perspective on the whole thing. Chayei Adam is Kuf Yates Oisvav. Again, we're talking about a Pirurim. Hitzrichu chachamim livdaik b'churim v'stakim.
Chachamim obligated bedika even in cracks in the wall, holes in the wall. Afa gavde bechurin nistakim ein lachish elu lachamis kalshu gai pirurim. Why are you going to find the cracks in the wall? All you're going to find is crumbs. Upirurim emela batli ein ayiva b'shem ayfin. Crumbs. Nobody's ever had anything. Mekomakai bechishasha d'shem yavei laachlay tzarch levar afilu kalshu. Because of a chashash that a person may come to eat it, so tzarech levar afilu kalshu. Now, what this means, halach lemaisa, is the following. In your home, when you check for crumbs, if you're checking in a bedroom, you're checking in a study, you're checking in a place that's not used primarily for eating, so pirurim mimele batli, there's no reason to check. The Chayyadim is saying, Purim Emele Batli, Ein Ayava B'Shem Eifin. However, when you're talking about cleaning in a place where you eat, in your dining room, in a place where you eat, there you have to check for Pirurim. A person puts his hands to his chair and moves his chair back and forth. You have to check. You have to turn the chair upside down and see where people touch it. There shouldn't be a mashu of chametz. Because even though owning it is no problem, Purim Emele Batli, he says, Chazal v'chayshish, v'chshoshed, v'shem yavei lachal, tzarech levar. Now, he's talking about churim v'stakim. No one puts food in the churim v'stakim and eats from it. I think he means, you put your hands in the churim v'stakim, and then you put your hands to your food. Achadim agas, right? So, l'maisa, even though the halach lemaisa is like Ramesha, not just Ramesha, the Gron and the Sharetzion. The halach lemaisa is you don't have to check your house for crumbs. In our house, we're at a stage where we don't have small children in the house. I don't believe chametz came upstairs to the bedroom floor a whole year because we don't eat upstairs. No, nothing comes upstairs. So we're going to check. The Gemara says, lava daite, it says. But to check for crumbs, there's no reason to check. To check for crumbs because pirurim emele batli. However, in the place where the food, where you come into contact when you're eating or preparing food, so there's an obligation to check for pirurim, to clean out pirurim. It's sort of a little bit of a middle ground, Chayyadim tells us, between the shittas of those who are like the Chazon Ish, you got to clean everything, and the shittas of those who say you don't have to do anything for crumbs. It's a little bit of a pshara somewhere in between. Okay, next week we'll do Siftes, the Dean of Abithel.